Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Turo. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people, and we've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, Married at First Sight, Season 16, Nashville, Reunion Part 2, the show that never ends. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
Indeed, like Sean Stokes says, hit the like button immediately. Go ahead, do it. You in here? Go ahead, hit it. We got a magic number in 69. Hit the like button, 69. You hit our like button, we'll hit yours. See what I did there, right?
I did. I'm more like hit that. You know, it's 68. I'm gonna owe you one.
Selfish bastard. Look, man, you know, you were looking forward to this week's reunion, hoping it was going to be a little better than last week's. What did you think? Did it live up to your standards there?
You know, no, it didn't. But I don't blame the show. I just think I'm so over Nashville. I'm just so over it. I feel like it's just constantly been dragged out. And there's still, a couple more episodes to watch. So I was expecting a little bit more of the drama, but it just didn't really happen. But I think there were some good nuggets that came out of it. I think we did have some good things that we could talk about.
I think what we do know, for one, is that we do know that the experts, the producers, there's a lot of money riding on one of these couples. I'm not going to say which couple, but I think you know. If you watch this episode tonight, you know that there's a lot of money riding on one particular couple. And I think they may be on FanDuel. They may be on Caesars. They may be on one of these gambling sites, one of these betting sites. And that's what's happening, because it really just seemed kind of crazy there's a narrative. I felt like I was watching Fox News or MSNBC. There was a narrative being pushed here. Am I wrong?
No, you're right. I feel like they have to try to save the show or save their numbers. Yes. Right? They're like, hey, no, y'all were supposed to make it. That was the deal. And they're pulling out all the stops. Bring in everybody. I'm surprised they didn't bring Gil. Hey, Gil, come on out.
We need to save this long-ass season. We need something good to come out of this.
Talk to Shaq and Kirsten. Help us get them back together. I mean, it just seemed like there was a full court press to try to get those two back.
Yo, Audrey says, I was looking for more tonight. Tammy Talk says, you know what? This episode was such a hard watch. I mean, you know what? And you're right. It really was, man. And Newbie and Mahogany, this show has been forever and a day. No. This show has been a year and a half. Let's be real. We've been doing these reviews since what? Season 13, right?
Yes.
So season 13, season 14, season 15 combined together was not as long as this goddamn season.
No, this just feels super long. But again, that's why I don't like all the episodes they did in between Decision Day and the reunion, because it takes away from the reunion. Mm-hmm. And so now I'm like, what's the point? We already know where they're all at. We know that they've moved on and they're dating other people. Why are we asking Clinton, Gina, is there possibility that... No, there's no possibility. Why are we having this conversation?
Look, I just want to say, welcome back to your frat brother, Charles. Welcome back to the chat. You know, Charles and I have been at odds many times throughout this season because he doesn't like how I talk about Shaq. I've never called Shaq stupid. I just want to point that out. Charles, that's your old frat you're talking about. I just want to point this out. Welcome to the dark side. Thank you for coming to my side. Finally. Feels good, doesn't it?
See, it's like there's three of us in here. I don't think we don't have any Kappas that log into the live. But you got me, we got Sean, and we got Charles. Where's your frat at?
With your woman.
Wow. Let's talk about that after the show. Let me book my ticket to Atlanta right now.
Oh, my God. Let's get this thing started before we derail this show already. Shaq and Kirsten, man, this couple right here, you know, The show ended last week with Shaq saying that he didn't think he was good enough for Kirsten. And today he says, you know, he regrets his decision to get divorced. I think I remember a couple of you saying, and that means you, Terrell, saying that he didn't regret it. He shouldn't regret it. You still feel the same? Because watching this episode, he was really regretting it.
I don't believe him that he regrets it.
Again?
Here's why I don't believe him.
Okay, let's hear this.
If you really regretted it, mm-hmm. then to me, you'd have came on with a full court press and been like, I really, and they were teeing it up to try to help him seal the deal. He had like five different wingmen throughout this episode tonight trying mm-hmm. to help him, wingmen and women. Mm-hmm. So I don't think he really regretted it. I think he was just saying it. And I think that I still believe that he won't do any better than Kirsten. So if he does try to bite the bullet and make it happen and get it back together, great. But I just don't really believe it. Cause I think if I regretted it and I went into the reunion regretting it, like, man, this is my shot.
Right.
And on national TV, I embarrassed you on national TV by saying I want a divorce.
Yes.
Now on national TV, I'm going to say, hey, I regret it. You were everything I ever could have wanted. I don't know what I was thinking. Please, baby, 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 please take me back.
Well, here's the problem. And ladies, you can really chime in on this one because Shaq thinks he's the prize. And I think that's the problem for a lot of these guys nowadays. These new age guys feel like they're the prize. You know what I mean? It's just like, you know, well, what are you bringing to the table? You know, but at the same time, that's what he wanted for her to always. He was so needy. You even said it. He was needy. So he's mm-hmm. not going to come out and start begging for her to come back. Right. Like Nikki B says, no Keith Sweat pressure. He's not going to put any Keith Sweat pressure on there. He's not going to embed like Sweat because in this day and age, that's not what these guys do. Right. And that's the problem. And that's why all episode long, all 2 hours, mm-hmm. it took him that long to just say one thing that kind of put his real feelings out because he really could. He said they hung out a couple weeks ago. He says, well, it really could have been. It kind of lets me know what this could have been. And Kevin's like, well, it still could be. Right. And Carson's like, no, he's already had his moment. He made his choice. He made his decision. And now he's got to live with it. And I'm with her. You made this decision. Living it.
Exactly. You made the call, and I respect the fact that Kirsten is standing her ground mm-hmm. on saying, yeah, no. You know, and I think she's probably feeling that pressure too. So I think she was like being nice, but I don't think she's gonna give him another shot. You know, I don't think he has a chance in hell
right
at getting back, especially the way that he communicates.
Right.
Because if he really wanted her, he'd be able to say it. And that's the thing I don't understand. He seems to be somebody that is, I want this for my professional career. I want this, but everything else in my life. I want to make these awesome bow ties that people think are great. I'm doing this, but I can't look at this woman and tell her, I love you and I want to be with you. I was wrong.
You know, he can't tell her. You should have come with me to Memphis. I'm just surprised he never said that. I'm just surprised he didn't say that this episode because I'll be damned, man. We've heard if I've never heard Memphis that much in my life.
Well, I thought that was funny, but let's go to when they brought the moms out, right?
Yes,
they bring the moms out, and both the moms are, you know, still don't understand why they didn't work out. But the one thing about the time that the moms were on there is Kirsten's mom validated Shaq's feelings about Kirsten not having him meet up with the family and spend time with the family. Because mm-hmm. Kirsten kept saying, well, they're busy. And I'm just thinking to myself, come on now.
Your parents aren't that busy.
That y'all just can't get some Popeyes and go hang out. You don't have to hang out with all of them at the same time. Go hang out with your mom, bring some Popeyes over there. You go over here, bring some Popeyes. Kirsten looks like she likes some Popeyes. So,
there you go.
It's Tennessee.
You are so shady.
I'm just saying, it's Tennessee. You get that hot chicken. I get it.
You are so shady.
They could have easily got together and hung out.
Leave that woman alone. Damn.
If she wanted them to. But there's so much that Kirsten didn't do in this whole process, right? where she lived was fake. You know, all these different things. You didn't really get a chance to get to know her. And I feel like she was keeping Shaq from her family. And her mom validated, like, hey, we really wanted to. We could have. So thank you,
Kirsten. Well, yeah, right. Keyword being that if. Look, she was just trying to spare Shaq's feelings, man. Same thing. You know, the one thing on the 1 month anniversary, Kirsten expressed, and they played this clip when the moms were still out there too. She expressed her fear of running into people who know her. Basically, she was hiding Shaq this whole time.
Yeah, I don't want my friends to see.
Hey, here's my husband. And then a month later, like, hey, girl, where's your husband? You know, this is the reason why you don't put your business on social media all the time. You don't put your relationships on social media all the time, because this is the fear she had. And that's I think her fear was valid. I don't know where this man's going to be in a month, because he's not really talking about past decision day. So, no, I'm going to hide your ass until we know this is real. Okay. Private until permanent.
Let me just play back what you just said.
Don't use my words against me. Stop it.
No, let me just, I'm not going to use your words. I'm just going to, like, you know, summarize what you just said, and then you make it make sense after I do that. What you're telling me is that Kirsten wasn't sure where the relationship was going to go. So she didn't want to bring Shaq around her friends because she wants to keep things private. Yet she's on a reality show that is airing for millions of people in what? For 6 months, whatever this has been going on for. BS. So help me make that make sense. I don't want to bring them around people because I want to keep my personal life private, but I'm on a reality show.
In the moment, because it comes out on TV, if they said no like he did, then at least, it's something I tried. It didn't happen. Boom. But at least you don't have to deal with that again. And that's all.
She said, I don't like people all in my business. Yet I'm on a reality show.
She didn't want to say, here's my husband. And then they come back. Hey, where is your husband? There's nobody here now. What happened? That's all she was saying.
She said, he's in Memphis. He's on a work trip. Every time they, hey, where's your husband at? He's in Memphis.
Look, and to your point, Shaq couldn't say anything. All he said, I want to find someone. I want her to find someone. If it's me, then so be it. Horrible plea. As Kevin is trying to lay it out there for him to fight his way back in, because we all see it that he wants her back. And he just, and then Kevin kind of forced them to dinner and Kirsten agrees. So is there hope?
For a free meal? Yes.
You ass.
Yes.
You're an ass. For a free meal. You're an ass.
She's not going to pass that up. And Amy
Leave
D
that
says,
woman alone. Stop it.
Terrell, it's Kirsten. She's not that bright.
Course you would highlight that. You would highlight that. You would.
She agreed with me.
You would not highlight what your frat brother said. Charles says, Kirsten is so fine.
Okay. until she starts talking.
the way you hate this woman, man, I swear.
I don't hate.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't hate, you know, just like Tupac says, just because I don't want you to eat at my table doesn't mean I don't want you to eat.
Keyword on being eat. All right. So next couple.
Tennessee hot chicken.
McKinley and Dominique. Wait a minute. The way Kevin made it sound, I was trying to figure out, was I watching the same show? Because he said they started off really strong, and I don't remember. I don't think I remember it that way. Is it just me?
No. So when they replayed the clips of them in the beginning, it was nice. And I think the challenge that we had about Dom is that she's too young to be in this process. Mm-hmm. And that was the issue for all of us. We were just like, this is not going to work because she's immature. She's doing this because her mom wanted her to do it. And that was our issue with her. They did have some chemistry. And then it all went downhill after she went to the basement and saw where he was living.
Right.
And then she checked out at that point.
Yeah, that's when she was like, nah, I'm good. You're right.
Yeah.
That was the moment for her, because I think that's when she realized, you know what? It's not what I want. And I don't think she was looking at the bigger picture, right, in that space. And we talked about that then, because he had already said that he was planning. And he told her, I was waiting till I knew I was going to be in this process, so why go buy a house on my own or get my own place if I'm about to get married, potentially? And if I do get married, then my wife and I can pick out a place together. So that was on her in that space, right? I think it's one of those things where she just jumped the broom real quick. Now, Melissa said, not jumped the broom, you know what I mean?
Yes, she did. She got married at first sight.
I was like, wait a minute. That just jumped the gun is what I meant to say.
Yeah, yeah.
It's been a long day. Sorry.
I agree that Mac could have did a better job of saying, hey, look, I get it. I'm staying at my friend's basement because I want to get a house with my wife. I'm financially secure. I don't plan to leave Nashville. Mm-hmm. I'm making roots here and helping convince her that he didn't do a good job of that, which he admitted. So I do think that he learned his lesson from
but
that.
But he did say that his intent was to stay in Nashville. He admitted he probably didn't tell her, and he doesn't know why. See, this is when we thought that she was young and young-minded, and she was way too young for the process. You've said that many times. You said that from the very beginning. She was too young for the process. He is way more young-minded than she is, because he couldn't tell her, seriously?
Well,
did he notice an issue?
The issue that I see here, and for someone who's never been married, doesn't have the wisdom that everyone else has, communication is so important. Mm-hmm. You know, that he had plenty of opportunity to communicate effectively what his intent was, and constantly reiterating that to where she felt at ease with the fact that you just moved here. I get it, but I'm in it with you. And she should have communicated that, hey, I'm concerned that you don't plan on staying here and I'm not leaving my mama.
Right.
I can't leave Nashville. So let's level set and see where we are. I mean, it just shows how important communication really is.
Yeah. You know, the one thing, though, I want to see if you actually agree with Dom on this, because Dom said that she ended the marriage because she didn't want to stick around just to be on TV, because she thought all the indications he gave her and where she was, they had both checked out. So, was she right to go ahead and end the marriage?
No, because from what I've heard, a lot of married people have these little stints where you check out, and then you got to figure out how to get it back together.
2 days into the marriage, stop.
You just don't walk away. But that's just it. 2 days into it, you just can't say, you know what, I'm out. Like, you got to put some effort in. But here's what I didn't like about what she said, and this is to me, this is the immaturity. Mm-hmm. She said, if Mac really wanted to be here, he wouldn't have let me run him off like that.
Right.
Are you kidding me? So you say you want a divorce. So if I really want you, I'm going to have to fight for you. No, if you like end up with me, it's like, oh, you're done. All right, then. Bye. Like, I would totally walk away. I'm not going to try to fight you to stay with me if you're trying to leave. And that's what she expected. That's something that you do as teenagers. You know, in college, you do stuff like that. You grown.
Ladies, you want to tell them that never ends. Women say one thing, expect another. Well, like she wanted to chase, and you're right. I mean, what do we always say? Men are stupid. Men are dumb. And the fact that, so don't just take that and make it a group statement. We don't take hints. Okay. Mm-mm. But even though I think to her point, she wasn't saying that was a hint. This is what I wanted. If you wanted me, then this is this. But again, she had already thought he had checked out. So I don't think that if he did anything he did, she really railed him on. So it didn't matter what he did. Even if he did try to go after and chase her, she still, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I think that we as a society need to stop putting out this bullshit that men are stupid. No, we all need to communicate better to each other. Yeah. Don't make it sound like women are just this angelic beings and men are idiots. Mm-hmm. We got to stop doing that. And if there's something that you want, great. And if there are women that feel like, well, this is how it is, and you know, men don't pick up hints. Well, definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over and over, expecting a different result.
Yeah.
If all your relationships are like, well, he should have fought harder. I pushed. I wanted him to get mad and act like he wanted to be with me. That's mm-hmm. dumb shit.
Right. No, I feel you. I feel you on that one. The unseen footage that showed up was when they had a meetup after they'd agreed to this divorce, right? And even Max said he was in his feelings. And this is the one thing I noticed that he said a lot since, you know, the last couple of weeks, the last month of this show, he's been saying, well, you know, I was in my feelings and I said these things. Well, you know, he said that he was in his feelings. And one of the things that he did was he told his family to unfollow her and the whole entire family. And she felt, you know, a little disrespected by that. But was he wrong?
No, he's 100% right. I'm a Scorpio. I stay in my feelings. You dump me like that? Yeah.
We know.
I follow you. I'm going to block you so you can't see how I'm doing. I don't want you 2 years now. I wonder what Tarot's up to. You can't find me because you had your chance mm-hmm. and now we're done. And I would hope my family wouldn't want to follow you. And why would she want them to? Mm-hmm. Why would she like, why would that bother her? I've had one thing I love about Facebook memories is you see stuff that you posted, mm-hmm. you know, years ago. And every now and then I'll look at it and be like, oh yeah, that was funny. I was on one when I said that. And then I go to
the whiskey nights and I'm like, wait a minute.
Exactly. And I see like, I look to say, I wonder who liked this. And I go straight to the bottom to see who now shows add as friend, which means they unfriended me. And I laugh because I'm wondering, I'm like, man, this is funny. I wonder what I said that unfriended them, that made them unfriend me. But I think it's funny. But I don't want to, like, well, why'd you unfriend me? We were friends, but what did I do? I don't give a shit. You unfriend me, you moved on. And if you break up with me and you divorce me on national TV after a few days or barely a week, mm-hmm. we need to be friends. And my family doesn't need to follow you on social. So I agree 100% with Mac.
Now, one of the things that Nubian Mahogany says is Dom sounds like she regrets walking away. Did you get that throughout this entire episode?
Yeah, I did. I think she regrets not going through the process mm-hmm. because it is odd, right? I mean, I don't think any of us that are in the live or you and me could just marry a stranger. Right. And it's all going to work out. There's a whole lot of things that you have to work through on that. And I think she gave up. And I'm wondering, is she like that in her dating life outside of reality TV, that one thing somebody does, all of a sudden now you check out? And I used to do that in my 20s. Oh, mm-hmm. you did one thing? I was like, I'm out. Oh, I went to your house. Your bathroom was dirty. Yeah, I'm not coming. Wait, no,
that's a big thing now.
I'm just saying, like, I was that. I don't think
anybody's going to go judge you on that one. If you peel back that shower curtain, they're like, how many rings around? Why does it look like a tree outside?
I was that petty about little stuff that I would end a relationship with somebody over something dumb.
You're still petty, but go ahead.
I'm nowhere near like I was in my 20s. There's been growth. There's been growth.
Honestly, don't act like that's a thing of the past.
There's been a whole lot of growth. But I'm saying, like, in my 20s, I was a terrible person to date, you know, because I know I was. But it took me a long time to learn more about me and get better. And yeah, I got better. We all were.
We all were.
But I think for Dom, she checked out way too early. Mm-hmm. And I think she regrets it because she missed out a lot of the process. And I think she missed out a lot of the bond because the little sneak peek into another freaking episode. You know, I feel like a lot of y'all ladies hang out and I'm not invited. Yeah, because you're a quitter.
Yeah, exactly.
Who wants to hang out with quitters?
Quitters don't get sprinkles, damn it. You know, Melissa says that the one thing about Mac was he was mad enough to admit he was mad and being petty. And, you know, you got to give him kudos on that. At least the self-recognition in that space, right?
I applaud him being petty because I would have been the exact same petty.
He said, at least recognize that. Now you just applauding him for being petty, not for apologizing. Yeah.
I don't think you should apologize for it. Just been like, yeah, was petty. I totally would do that. You divorce me on national TV, or you got a dog. That's the ugliest dog I've ever seen.
You know, matter of fact, you'd be like, I hate dogs now. I'm Yanni. I hate dogs now.
No, I'd be like, I hate that dog. I hate that dog. That's Dom's dog? Yeah, I hate that dog. Yeah, don't come around me. I'm not petting you for anything. I pet every other dog around that dog and not that one. Well, because I'm petty.
Yes, you are. We know.
Cheers.
Next couple that came up on the couch, Gina and McKinley, you know, and Mac was up there getting his Mac on. But these two, we called out this moment that they started off with and that they replayed when Mac tried to plant his flag. Gina wasn't there, but he tried to plant his flag when he was around the all the guys after Clint made that whole slender comment. And, you know, no, you know, she's a beautiful woman.
Yeah, see, and we have to keep in mind, these guys all just barely got a chance to know each other.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would never say that to my friends.
Right.
You'd be like, oh, you don't like your wife? She's gorgeous. Your wife is sexy. I would never say anything like that. I'd be like, oh, you're not feeling it, huh? Mm. And that's it.
Yes.
I would never be like,
he's lucky Clint is a nice guy, because any other guy, if he said that to the wrong guy, and sometimes people don't realize you can say certain things to certain people, but and you have the freedom to say what you want. But how someone reacts to what you say, and he's lucky it was Clint, because Clint was like, what's the matter with this guy? But all right, I'm going to leave it alone, because some other people would have knocked his ass. What are you talking about my wife for?
Throat punch.
Yes. Now, the thing about it is, they also said they felt no guilt about seeing each other, even though they were still technically married. And I mean, let's be honest, neither of them marriages work. So I don't even know why that was a question for them.
Technically correct. But here's the note that I made. It wasn't harmless.
Mm-hmm.
When they were saying that the DMs that he sent her with the fire emojis,
right?
It wasn't harmless.
No,
he was sending that for a reason.
He was slick. He was slick in his approach.
Yeah, exactly. You were doing that for a reason. It wasn't harmless.
Mm-hmm.
So don't even try to say that. And I think anyone would feel like that was wrong. You know, and again, it's one thing you send a DM to somebody you don't know, but y'all are on the show together and you're each couple's whatever, and then you got to go send some DMs. That's just messy.
So, interesting comment here from KWU Designs, KWU 10 Designs LLC. Mac did everything he could to stay on the show. Let's be real. You know what? He did his
So did Dom. Because literally, we all thought when they said they wanted a divorce, we didn't think we were going to see anything about them until the reunion.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, here they are. Lurking back in somewhere, somehow. I just think Mac was shooting the shot. And I'm not, I don't fault Mac for saying that, hey, me and Dom didn't work out. I'm over that. I've always was attracted to Gina. And from what I'm hearing, Gina and Clint aren't working out. Let me shoot my shot. I don't fault him for it. All I'm saying is it's messy.
It is messy. Now, Ms. Stewart says Gina and Mac are fake. They're both searching. And Karen says it's a no for Gina and Mac, which, you know, that's the question, because apparently they talk quite a bit, but they haven't been on a second date yet. I mean, do they? And you notice, I don't know if you noticed this when he said, well, Gina likes to talk on the phone. Mac is new age and he wants to just text. Gina's old school and she wants to get on the phone and talk. Right. Do you really think they have a chance to make it work?
No, because here's why I know they don't have a chance to make it work. When he asked, is there going to be a second date? Mm-hmm. And Mac was like, well, yeah, I'm going to be in town in a couple weeks. I'm like, wait a minute, you're at the reunion right now.
Exactly.
What are you doing after this? Like, to me, that should have been, hey, Gina, we got the reunion afterwards. Let's go here. And already have that plan. If you really
that should have been set up before they even made it on the stage.
Exactly. Right. That if
baby, I'm coming.
They're
going to
work out. It would. Now, I think Gina likes the fact that, because this is the other note of why I think Gina likes Mac. She's eating up the fact that Mac is not only just attracted to her, but he's attracted to her being a business owner.
Mm-hmm.
Where Clint wasn't all that impressed. Clint was like, "Cool, awesome," but he wasn't impressed by it. Where Mac is like, oh my God, you have your own salon? Oh, you are the next, you know, whatever. I'm just like, she thinks it's great. So she's eating that up, but Clint didn't really care.
Read that comment from Laura.
All right, so Laura B says, I wonder if Mac wants the salon as an extra place to sell, get some customers.
You know what? We've all watched, well, okay, I say we all, because I'm sure you haven't watched Power, but Power. Nail salon. It's always a place to go get, you know, to wash some money. So
I haven't seen it. But I mean, hell, I wouldn't mind going to the barbershop as I'm getting faded up. I'm like, hey, let me get some of those gummies right there. Or
therefore, what's that chocolate up, they don't get too mad.
But yeah. Yeah. I'm just, is that a snickerdoodle? How many milligrams is in that? I'll take two.
What? Nikki, y'all are so wrong, man. Gina looked like she had a stroke in the pink. Y'all just had up. Look, okay, we're going to look. I'm sorry. I got to go back and look and see this.
Now I can't unsee it. I can't unsee it now.
Y'all are so wrong. Stop it. Stop it. Be kind. Jesus. Y'all are mean, man.
I can't unsee that now.
Hey, Keeney, you're right. It was the weave shop. You're right. That's what it was. All right, so the guys all come to find out that guys all hang out, which we kind of knew. The girls do it, the guys do it, except, of course, Dom. When they all got together as well, too, Clinton said that he didn't think it was a violation of bro code that Mac and Gina went on a date and that they talk. You know, he's like, if they get married, hey, I'll go to the wedding, too.
Only because nothing happened.
Yeah.
They didn't make out. They kissed on the wedding.
That was it.
And that's about it. That's all the touch that ever happened. They didn't sleep together. It's not like, you know, Mac and Clint are Eskimo brothers now. Mm-hmm. Nothing happened. So I don't see this being an issue. I agree that, and I like Clint's attitude because
yes.
Clint's dating somebody, he's in a good spot. And hey, if y'all are happy and it works out, awesome.
Clint did a great job of dodging all the mess they tried to put him in this reunion. Because he's like, I got a woman. And before he even said that, because he could have come out from the very beginning and said that. He's just like, no. And he's sort of just dodging these things left and right. And then all of a sudden he comes out, oh, yeah, well, I am dating somebody. I like the way he handled it. He handled it smooth. Just like, yeah, you know, whatever. And we'll get to some of that other stuff as well, too. But one of the things that also came out of this was when they talked about sex, right? Mac said he thought he and Dom would have been the first to have sex, but you know, I think we almost thought that too, but that was because she was young, so we assumed that would probably be the case, right? But
right,
Eris said that he expected to have a lot of sex in the marriage, but he felt like since they weren't on the same page, he didn't want to have sex with Jasmine and then lead her on. So ladies, and I asked this question, because y'all have hated on this brother all season long. Do you now give him some respect for respecting her feelings and not sleeping with her? Because y'all dragged Chris in season 12 for sleeping with his wife and then dogging her, which, yeah, he was wrong. But Eris, he purposely did not sleep with her.
And I know you're asking the ladies, so I'm just going to talk. Not that you,
I'm not calling you a lady, but it's you and I talking. So of course you got to chime in on this.
Stop. I want to make sure that we're cool. Like, me and the ladies got together and we decided.
Well, I'm going to speak for the ladies.
Yeah, let me speak on behalf of the ladies. Here's what we think. Let me mansplain you what the ladies told me.
Before the ladies comment, let me tell you what they should say.
So, I don't, right? And here's why I don't.
Mm-hmm.
What I was hoping Eris would have said after that comment to say, you know what, looking back on it, I shouldn't have said all those inappropriate things about sex.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was immature of me. I was just being stupid. I was just, you know, bored with filming and I was just saying dumb stuff. And I apologize and I take that back because to me, that's what made him look bad.
Right.
The fact that he wanted to have sex and all that and then realize he's not attracted to Jasmine. I respect that he didn't sleep with her.
Right.
But to me, the fact that him not sleeping with her was not my issue. My issue was how he would talk to her and just say some of these things. I just felt like that was very disrespectful.
Well, apparently, I'm not going to say you speak for the ladies, but they are in agreement. Melissa says Eris is capping. Karen says no. Mona, absolutely not. Allison, no, Yanni. Nico, lies. He just didn't want her. Robin, we knew what he was doing. Like, damn. Okay, finally. Laura says, yes, I respect him for not blasting what she doesn't want people to know. Sophia, Eris was lying. He's trying to redeem himself. Jeez, here we go again. Mimi, no. He's still treated her bad, which was your point. E-Love says no. And K-Wu-10 Design says a pinch of respect.
Well, Salt Bay, pinch of respect. Well, maybe. I still stand firm with what I've said about Eris throughout this whole show. I wish the brother well. I hope he finds what he is that he's looking for. Mm-hmm. But I think he could have handled himself better on the show, and he could have redeemed himself by just owning up to the inappropriate crap that he was saying.
Right. Well, speaking of people owning up, and we have dragged them all season long. We said, where are they? What were they thinking? And they came out to answer your questions, talking about the experts, you know, as you call them, Pastor Troy, aka Pastor Cal, Dr. Pepper, and Dr. Pia. You know, they came out, and the first thing they talked about was the difficulty of this matchmaking process. Mm-hmm. Are you ready to throw some respect on their name now?
I am. I will say it. I've made that note, and I've processed it now after we're in season 16, so four seasons of this. They actually do a good job of matching the couples, but they called it out tonight. It's like the couples got to do the work. You know, just because they match them, it's not going to be perfect. You're going to have to go through some things and really learn each other, figure out how to communicate with each other, understand what your partner needs, be able to communicate what you need. Mm-hmm. There's all these different things that go into it and that go into a marriage, from what I understand, from what I've heard. But I think that they actually do a good job of matching the couples. And if you look at the Nashville couples, Dom and Mac weren't a bad match. Mm-hmm. Gina and Clint were not a bad match. Shaq and Kirsten were not a bad match. Like, we can honestly say that.
Saying they were just bad people.
Well, it's the people, right? Because if you look at on paper, everything about Jasmine and everything about Eris should have matched. Mm-hmm. But for whatever reason, Eris was not feeling Jasmine. You look at Dom and Mac on paper and everything that they all the interviews and all different things they came up with, technically, they should have worked out.
Right.
But Dominic quit, you know, day three or four. You know, she quit really quick after the honeymoon. She checked out. Gina checked out after the whole, you know, I normally date people who are very athletic and slender. And Gina took that personal, got on the
field. She checked out before then because she kept talking about him. Let's be honest. She kept talking about how she didn't like gingers. She insulted that man way too many times before. And that, I'm so, you know, I gave Kev a lot of props on everything else he was doing last week. The one thing he missed on this week, he never called Gina out. And even last week, he never called her out on those ginger comments. How are you mad at him for making this comment when you talked about something else physically about him first, and he didn't talk about anything physical with you?
Yeah, that's the one thing about the reunion that I hate, is that they should have held Gina accountable, because to me, they held Dom's feet to the fire. Mm-hmm. On ending it early and quitting early and had her in tears, right? They should have did the same thing with Gina. So I agree with you on that.
First of all, Mona has a great question. Is Devin coming back next season? Yeah, he like disappeared. He showed up one time and that was it. They got him for one appearance. He was a one-hitter quitter. He had to go finish crying about Megan Good probably dating Jonathan Majors. That's the problem. He was still crying and trying to post those pictures on Instagram. I don't understand. First of all, men who post pictures of them crying on Instagram, stop it. Don't do it. Stop it. For the five men that watch this. No, don't do it. Stop. If you post a picture of you crying on Instagram, bruh, what are you doing? Take it down. You'll get that call from
me. You've known me for for 30 years. You know me for 30 years. Is there anything on this, in the 30 years of you knowing me that you think I would put that on Instagram? Even actually, if I was at a funeral.
I'd probably call check on you. And you okay? Because
yeah. Even if I was at a funeral and somebody's taking a picture of me, I'd be like, Jason, and then go right on back to crying as soon as the camera was done. But pictures come up, I'm like, what's that?
Yo, by the way, Tony says, Terrell is so nice. The matches were trash, right? And one of those matches came back up to me because they actually sat down with two of the couples. The first one, of course, was Mac and Dominic. And Mac talked about the fact that he had asked Dominic to call him out on things. But then when she did, he couldn't handle it. But like everybody else pointed out, she kind of went in a little hard on him, though.
She did. She got petty. And I think that... Because one thing you always hear about the show mm-hmm. is being vulnerable, being open, and all that, which is great. I think the problem is they try to be vulnerable day one. Mm-hmm. Sorry, all right, we just got married. Let me tell you all my shit, and don't judge me. And then you tell me all your shit, and I won't judge you. And then we should be good. In theory, that makes sense, mm-hmm. but it's not reality. And so when you tell someone, hey, if I'm doing something, call it out. The problem was Dom was nitpicking. Calling out little stupid stuff. You don't ride horses. You don't mm-hmm. like to go fishing.
Right.
And all that. Like, these are bad things. And, like, who cares? Go fishing with your mama. You don't need Mac to go fishing. Let him go sell his weed. After you get done, cook some catfish, smoke a bowl. Y'all eat. But you don't have to do it together. You know, so I think that she was a lot harder on him than what
At least do it. You're getting to know somebody. You got to... get into somebody's likes. I know for you, you don't like hiking. So if you started dating somebody who like hiking, you're like, no, never. But still, you do at least do it once. Hopefully that's not the time the bear shows up. But you go at least one time, okay? And then you just say, okay, well, baby, you and your girls. go camping from here on.
Let me correct you there, sir. I do like hiking.
It's camping.
What I'm not is I'm not an outdoorsy person that I want to go hiking all the time. Or I want to go, let's travel here. And then go hiking and then sleep in a tent in the woods.
There's a camping part you don't like. The hiking you're fine with as long as you go back home. It's the camping.
We can go travel somewhere, go to Salt Lake City, go hiking through the mountains.
Salt Lake City, okay, go.
And then come right on back to the nice hotel, shower change, go to a nice restaurant, have a good steak dinner, some wine, back to the hotel, awesome sex, go to bed. That is an amazing trip for me, but I'm not a hiker. I have like gear and equipment. That's just not my thing, but it's nice and enjoyable. But I think Dom just checked out way too early over these little things and was really trying to, being nasty to Mac, but I made the note that, you know, cause she felt like, you know, she made the comment something about she failed. Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't think she failed. Right. Because I don't believe you fail. You learn. Mm-hmm. That's what it should be. And so,
they said that too.
Yeah, you didn't fail. You learned. And mm-hmm. so now that you learned, how do you apply this in your future relationships? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you bailed out too early. Take the L and then move on. Right. But, you know, you didn't fail at this whole thing. So I think that she realized that. And I'm hoping that this is going to help her with her new boo-boo where they're not exclusive. Which means you know what that means, right? How many times have we heard that girl? I'm dating somebody, we're not exclusive. It's because he doesn't want to be exclusive. That's what it boils down to.
She did get a little emotional and crying when the experts were saying the things that they're now seeing in each other, the things that they saw in them from the beginning, right? Because and that's when you see that regret that she had. So she at least showed a sensitive side, right?
Well, I think they made amends, and I think that they can move forward. Mm-hmm. And says, hey, you know, let's let it go. Past is the past. Let's just move on, and we can be cool. But at least they made amends, so I think that was positive.
So before we move on from Dom and Mac, Laura says, Terrell, outdoor sex is so good.
Until them ants bite your ass, right. Then it's different. I want to say,
because you said go back to the hotel first.
Go back after the shower. And I'm not going to go hiking.
Yeah,
and
wash your ass first, at least.
Yeah, we need to clean some things. We're not going caveman style out in the woods. I went to the shower, throw some deodorant on,
spritz some cologne,
put some cologne on, and Nick, now we can do this.
Nikki B says the most terrible is climbing is a flight of stairs. Damn, she thinks you're lazy.
I'm not. I go hiking every now and then.
He really does, by the way. He does.
It's not something that's like my norm. My best hiking trip was the Snoqualmie Mountains in Seattle. Mm-hmm. And that was, I think, a 4,000-foot summit, mm-hmm. you know, up a mountain. It was amazing. It was beautiful. And it took me, 5 hours to get to the top? 4 hours to get down. Mm. And then I bought some Epsom salt. And that's my first time ever taking a bath in a hotel because I was hurting. I'm just like, I can't move. But it was gorgeous. Do I want to do that every weekend? Hell no.
And Kathy's right there with you. She says, I love hiking and seeing the outdoor trails, but I want a nice shower afterward.
A nice shower.
There's nothing steak. Like a nice shower after.
Good. Yeah. Yeah. I just don't want to be all nasty and gross all day. And yes, Sean, I am going to have the steak. Sean A. Stooks' turtle is going to have that steak.
Yes.
Yes. Cause that's the reward. But, so no, yeah, but I mean, you do you. Outdoor sex, great for others. Hmm. If it's outdoors, like right after the shower,
after dip in the river.
No, shower, because the river's dirty. You don't clean yourself with dirty water. That's TV. That's not real.
There's a bear sitting just 2 miles
Yeah, up. No, you don't clean yourself with dirty water. You need some soap, some water, a good loofah. You need a wash. As my stepdad, you need a wash.
The next couple, the experts sat down with was Shaq and Kirsten, and Dr. Pepper, I like her. She's like, yeah, I'm glad Shaq regrets his decision. I was like, yes, Dr. Pepper, finally say something I agree with this season.
So that whole thing was painful mm-hmm. because, again, they're trying to force this, yes. this couple to get back together. Mm-hmm. And it just doesn't make sense. But here's the thing that bothered me about that whole interaction. I don't think Shaq has it in him to win Kirsten back. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He's just not the decisive, strong alpha male that you need. And I'm not talking fraternity. I'm just saying in general.
Right.
If he wants her back, that was his opportunity to say, you know what? I was tripping. Let's go to dinner. Let's talk about how we can get back together. I will do whatever it takes to help convince you
right.
that I want you back. I'm like, just freaking man up and say the words. Mm-hmm. And he couldn't, but then also she couldn't because they had to encourage her to say, well, what do you want? Tell him what you want. I'm like,
that's because she doesn't want him. He already embarrassed her once. She's like, I'm good. I mean, look, because they're all trying to get them back together, right? It's like they've got money on them. Shaq thinks they can start over. Now, here's the thing that Pastor Cal did. Pastor Cal saw Kirsten's reaction when he's like, yeah, well, you know, I really think we can start over. Yeah, wait a minute. Hold up. He asked the right question. He said, he asked Kirsten, what does she want? She said she wanted to make for sure. I figured you would catch that. I did. what he was saying was genuine. And I can't fault her for that. She's right. She's saying, I just want to know that you're being honest and that what you're saying is really how you feel and not that you just like, ah, crap. You know what I mean? And like Angelita says, Shaq is too indecisive. He is. He's being real indecisive in this moment.
He is. But I personally feel like Shaq should just move on because we've talked about this on our regular show before is when you go backwards. Mm-hmm. And then you try to start to date that person again. And then you remember, oh, this is why I said no on decision day. Look, crap. Now you're going to hurt them again.
As fast as y'all can rekindle, exactly. Even faster you realize, ah.
Yeah. You're going to hurt her again. You're going to realize, oh, these were all the reasons I said no. And now I'm in a bad position. And you're going to hurt Kirsten again. Just move on. But stop this kind of wishy-washy. Well, you know, maybe just either you want her. Mm-hmm. Or you don't. And then you move on. And I think that's my issue with Shaq is that he just doesn't come across a decisive enough and man enough to just be like, you know, draw his line in the sand. You, I want you. I messed up and I will do whatever it takes to make this right. I will travel back to Nashville every other weekend from Austin, Texas, just to be with you.
Exactly. High Vibe says, I see what Kirsten means when she says she can't trust Shaq. His word is not his bond. He'll be, Mimi says he'll be asking for her to support him through winning her back. Of course, you know, that's going to be there. And, K-Wu-10 says, why are they always showing up matching? I really do think they're just good girlfriends. That's it. Stop it. Stop. Let me tell you something. Y'all have questioned this man all season long. He may not be the most forceful man, but even after he was pressed enough tonight, he even stepped up and said what he wanted. And even to the point when she tried to cut him off, he's like, no, let me talk. I want to let me tell you what I want. The man is trying, but he's never had to. And that's the thing. He's not accustomed to having to be in that role. So he's got to learn that. And that's what Pascal was trying to tell him and teach him.
Yes. You know, but I could understand, like, to me, Stevie Wonder could see that what they're trying to get him to say and do. He just couldn't do it, which tells me he doesn't really want to.
Right.
If he really wanted to be with her, that was his moment. And he blew it. So just say, hey, I don't want to be with her. I want her to be happy, just not with me. Let's just move on.
That's what he should say. But so they're going on a date. They're doing all this. Do you think there's any hope for these two? Because I'm feeling there's no trust. She'll never fully trust. Even if they decide to get back together, she'll never fully trust him because he embarrassed her on national TV on decision day, even though she tried to have that conversation with him leading up to it.
No, there's no hope for them.
Yeah.
In my opinion, I'm like, Kirsten, go ahead and move on. Find you somebody there in Nashville or maybe Memphis. And Shaq, you're here in Austin, Texas. I know you don't watch the show, but if you ever logged in and caught any of our episodes, hit your boy up. You know, I can show you around Austin if you want and bring you on the show. And let's see if we can get you on the podcast with us. And maybe you can answer some questions for Yanni and myself.
I don't think he wants that smoke.
We probably wouldn't do that live. We would probably just record that.
I don't want that smoke.
He doesn't want the smoke from the people in the comments.
So to wrap this all up, they brought all the couples out. They tried to make a big deal about the Clint and Dom kiss. And, you know, Clint's like, hey, man, it was just all in fun. And again, Clint did a great job of swerving everything they tried to put in there at him. And he even Dom was like, well, it's a dare. If you dare me, I'm going to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and they really made that out, you know, to be something bigger than what it really was. And so I'm glad they clarified that. Then you had, you know, what they called Nicole.
Cronkite.
Cronkite. You know, and of course, everyone's going to support her. She annoyed all of us.
Yeah.
But all the cats is going to be like, yeah, her heart's in the right place and she really cares. Blah, 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 blah.
But everybody's got somebody that just gets on their nerves. They're like, yeah, but that's just so-and-so.
That's just what people say about me. That's just terrible.
Yeah, well, you know.
You got to understand that's just terrible.
Yeah, we both get that, so. We both get that. And you know the great thing? Just like Nicole, neither you nor I give two shits. But I started off today with this question. I ask it again. Do the producers have money on Shaq and Kirsten? Because even at the end of the show, they're still putting, don't nobody call them tonight. They're still going on a date. I'm like, oh my God. I mean, Shaq was trying hard. He was all arm around Kirsten, but even she was returning the body language. She had, you know, her legs crossed to him, even touched him on his leg and stuff like that as they're going through that last all couples on stage. So you can see them warming up a little bit, but I'm still in the same space. No, all that money they have, they're going to lose that money that the producers have on this couple making it. They're not going to make it.
There's only one couple that's going to make it out of the show. It's Nicole and Chris.
Right.
Leave everybody else alone.
Exactly.
Because I don't think Gina and Mac are going to like start dating each other.
Mm-mm.
So just leave everybody alone and let them all move on.
All right. So this season officially is not over. I was about to say it's over, but it's not. They, as like you alluded to, they've got more stuff coming up. Where are they now and all of that? And, you know, matter of fact, I think so. We talked about doing this And it's probably a good way to come from to where they are now. Next week, what we want to do is not even just bring in. Of course, we love the live chat. That's great. We want to take it up a notch and allow you guys. So let's talk about this entire season. We'll cover the where they now, but also then talk about this entire season, some of the couples and what you think. But we want you in those in the conversation as well. So we'll invite you guys in. And what we'll do is we'll put the link to join. And that means jumping in, getting on camera, and let's have a convo about some of the stuff that's happening on the show. We love you guys, but you help make this what it is right now.
Key is get on camera, mm-hmm. Be able to talk about your stuff, but know that we can easily boot you out if you try to get a little too crazy, because that's my biggest fear. Somebody can come on and just start saying all kind of crazy. It's like, okay, we got to shut that down.
Okay,
but I think it would be from an interactive from a.
Tell us nervous, by the way, right now on this one.
Well, I'm just thinking about from, you know, being interactive, I think mm-hmm. it would be great to be able to have a lot of the regulars who've been mm-hmm. following us on the live and even some of the new people jump in, mm-hmm. hear your thoughts. Let's all get a chance to talk to each other and let's just create that family that I feel like that we have, mm-hmm. you know, but I want to be able to bring y'all on camera and be able to talk and have some dialogues with us. So let's look forward to that. Just make sure we're staying respectful.
Hey, Caden Pat says, I had to put my good wig on and call in. Yes.
Yeah.
Allison says, how much time will you have? Great question. You know what? And I don't want to make, you know, make it too short. We want to make sure everybody has a good time and they don't make it too long either. So we'll put a max in it. We'll talk about it. We'll figure out exactly what it is. And we'll definitely have more details on it when we do it next week.
Hit the like button and then be ready next week. Mm-hmm. Put your eyelashes, put your wigs on, throw some chapstick on your lips. Come on camera with us.
Do they need to put on perfume, Tara? Because, you know, we know you put on your cologne. And it's not scratch and sniff, but apparently, you know.
You don't have to, but, you know, I like to give myself a little spritz. Today it's blue by Chanel?
Okay. Yeah. Okay, Mr. Pretty today. Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts, some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.